This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
We're pleased to welcome Rob Long, who's co-host of the Big Bad Morning Show on our Baltimore affiliate, 105.7. Now, he's not working this morning, so I appreciate it even more that you are awake early to hang out with us for a couple of minutes and maybe vent some of your thoughts after that game, thoughts and emotions. So, Rob, what was your reaction to that moment for Sam Hubbard?
Reaction was, why are you running a quarterback keeper from the two-yard line? Amy, if you get me on and ask me about the Ravens offense, it's going to be the Greg Roman show again all over, which is the case on the Big Bad Morning Show with me. Third and one, you run your tight end. You know, right there in that situation, you don't run your running back. Earlier, he had goal line situation, you're throwing the football. I don't understand what Greg Roman is thinking most of the time. You look at football from a lot of other teams, you see plays that are ran. You don't call the plays before they run them, but after they run them, you understood why they called that. I don't do that a lot when I'm watching Ravens offensive football. Sometimes I know the plays are coming. I can't understand why they ran it. I didn't know that tight end handoff was coming. But when you have two running backs who are doing pretty good on third and one, why have him be a tight end? Why have him be number one because he's not a running back? Number two, well, I'll put him in that situation where, you know, he's unfamiliar. Ravens do some things offensively sometimes that has me scratching my head.
Does it make you feel any differently to know that, according to John Harbaugh, the play was actually not for Huntley to go over the top? It was for Huntley to go low.
No, I didn't understand why he went over the top also. It makes me feel a little better, but I still don't understand why not hand it to your running back who's picking up positive yards anyway. You got to know your franchise quarterback is out. He's not even in town. The next quarterback, you've seen him play before. You're not happy with him. Why are you running him in that situation? It just doesn't make sense to me, Amy.
Okay, so then
the running backs are gaining positive yards.
Yes. So J.K. Dobbins actually vents to the media after the game that he did not have a carry in the red zone. What's your reaction to what he had to say? He believes not only that he would have probably gotten into the end zone there, but that he actually said if we had Lamar, we would have won.
Well, I'm glad he spoke out on the Lamar thing because that you know, Lamar's not here. That's not for him to speak out. But not having to carry in the red zone. Again, it makes you scratch your head some of the way they play offense on this football team. You know, some of the things are high school like. Some of the things are funny, are laughable. The J.K. Dobbins, I didn't even realize that. Didn't have a carry in the red zone. You ran a lot of plays in the red zone. And your running back is playing a positive yards in that situation should have the football try to score a touchdown.
Rob Long is with us from Baltimore in the wake of what was a very competitive game. I think more competitive than a lot of people around the country expected, as the Ravens were able to run the ball and stop the run. And honestly, the Bengals offense looked abysmal for most of the second half. Just really bad. Couldn't put together anything. Even after a roughing the punter penalty, they go another three and out. So it's like a six and out that I've never seen before. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I know we've talked about the potential change in offense coordinator, but what about quarterback? And you've mentioned it. I already told my audience I was going to ask you, and I told them I was going to phrase it exactly this way, Rob. What the hell was Lamar Jackson doing in Baltimore and not in Cincinnati with his team?
It's telling. I don't know whose decision that was, his decision, the team's decision, whoever made that decision. It tells you the relationship, in my opinion, between the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson. The fans in Baltimore are very protective of the organization or Lamar. it's kind of polarizing, to be honest with you, Amy. It's either Team Lamar or Team Ravens. So when you speak of things like that that aren't said, you're speculating, people get defensive. But come on. When your quarterback doesn't make it on a trip, a playoff trip, when he has the type of injury that's not going to stop him from traveling, it doesn't make you wonder what the relationship is between the team and that quarterback. I wondered the relationship in the beginning. So that just makes me wonder even more. Something's not right. Either Lamar Jackson said, I'm not going to Cincinnati, which makes me very disappointed in him, or John Harbaugh and company said, hey, Lamar, why don't you stay in Baltimore, which means the Lamar saga has been a distraction one way or the other. It appears to be a strained relationship between he and the Baltimore Ravens.
There were a lot of players, former NFL players, who were coming out criticizing Lamar for not putting a brace on and playing, not playing through pain. According to his tweet, his knee is unstable and he's not ready to go. But you know what it reminded me of, Rob? That whole situation with Kawhi Leonard and the San Antonio Spurs in his last year there, where his doctors were saying he's not ready to go. He was away from the team rehabbing in New York, I think. And the team's doctors are saying he's good to go. We don't know why he's not playing. And then ultimately the relationship broke down to the point where the Spurs had no choice but to trade him. It's starting to feel more like that to me.
That's a great comparison. I thought about that. It's a great comparison, and I hope it's not the case, because that means Lamar Jackson is done. But one athlete begged to differ with everybody. RG3 put out a tweet with him with a knee brace on and collapsing in that Seattle Seahawks wild card game, and said, this is why you don't wear a knee brace. RG3 strained his knee against the Baltimore Ravens with Haloti Ngata injured him. And he went out and put the knee brace on in the playoff game against the Seattle Seahawks and the young Russell Wilson. And we know the rest of the story. Mm. He was the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Who knows what his career would have been not for that injury. So RG3 spoke up for Lamar, put a picture with him being sacked with the knee brace on and said, this is why you don't wear the knee brace. It's easy for these pro athletes. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Michael Vick was one of the people that said that. I'm not mistaken, that's after he signed the $100 million contract. So the situation was a little bit different. You got paid already. You know what I mean? We forget this. We forget it's a business. We want athletes to be so loyal to the team. But teams sign a contract with athletes and let them go before the contract's up. You know, and so it's a business for the team, but it's not supposed to be a business for the player. Whether you agree or disagree with Lamar Jackson does, he's invested in Lamar Jackson, Inc. It's like the Baltimore Ravens are moving in their best financial interest.
Mm, I agree with you, and I understand. I mean, it's hard to – I'm a team first person, so I would have done anything to be out there. However, you're right. Lamar still has to get paid. But the whole idea that he's not with his teammates, that makes me angry. Unless I find out the Ravens told him to stay home, how much Tyler Huntley would have benefited from having Lamar with him to calm him down, to say, here's what I see, here's what you can do. Just in general, to have a teammate who's been in the arena, I think would have been such a help to Tyler, though he played very well. So just to circle back before we put this.
To that, Amy.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Not only just a teammate, but these two have known one another since they were kids back in Florida.
Ah, yes.
So it was a teammate and someone who's a friend who I'm very close to. So that adds to what Lamar's presence may have meant if he was there for Huntley.
Mm. Rob Long with us from Baltimore here on CBS Sports Radio. Just to circle back, and then we'll talk about something else. You said it's become polarizing in Baltimore. People are either Team Lamar or Team Ravens. What are you?
Oh, man, I guess I'm neither. I'm a huge Lamar Jackson fan, but I'm one of those. I tell people all the time, my educational background is not broadcasting, it's sports management. So I went for the business of sports. So I get both sides. I'm not a person who says, man, if Lamar's gone, I'm done. I get where Lamar's coming from, but I also get where the Ravens are coming from, too. Here's a guy who's missed a lot of games in the last 2 years.
Yes.
So they want me to pay you all of this guaranteed money. You missed some time. I've relied on a backup quarterback a lot in 2 years. I understand that from the Ravens standpoint. At the same time, I understand from Lamar, who wants to get the guaranteed money, and that's going to be the new wave of football. However, what I will be disappointed in is to know that Lamar voluntarily stayed home for the Cincinnati trip. That kind of changes things for me a little bit, and the disappointment level of him will grow a lot. I'm a little disappointed in some of the things he decided already, but this will really make me disappointed in some of his decision making.
It definitely was injuries to Lamar that kind of derailed the Ravens the end of the last two seasons. But it's never just about one person. So we kind of talked about the OC and a possible change there. About 60 seconds, Rob, but what else do the Ravens need to address in the offseason?
Wide receiver. I mean, they need wide receivers badly. I don't know how you make wide receivers who are productive still in their careers come here other than trade for them. They don't have a great history of drafting wide receivers over the years, if you just look at it. But they need to make a move at wide receiver. If they can get Lamar signed, make a trade, a draft pick, whatever. If not, it looks like Lamar, but maybe it's a potential franchise and trade situation. But Other than OC, I think for sure this team is in desperate, desperate need of some playmakers starting at the wide receiver position.
Well, they're never going to get any free agents to show up if they don't figure this out. But with their OC and their quarterback, you can't tell a free agent, hey, come here. We don't have a quarterback yet, but, it'll be fine. We'll find one eventually.
They couldn't keep Hollywood Brown out of those situations. Hollywood Brown wanted to be traded.
Yeah.
He did not trust the offensive system, the passing game, and it had nothing to do with Lamar, I don't think, at the time. Maybe he did know because they're good friends, but it was largely – This is a passing attack that's really not much of an attack.
Right.
You see a lot of water. Look at the Ravens. Go back and look at some games and see how many receivers you see in the same areas. And you want the quarterback to make a good throw. Why are they in the same area? I don't believe the wide receivers are always running the same route or the wrong route. I believe it's designed that way, to be honest, which
All
is
right.
crazy.
It is, and there's a lot that has to be decided. So follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Long Sports, co-host of the Big Bad Morning Show on our Baltimore affiliate 105.7 weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, though not today. So enjoy your day off, Rob. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
I'm a high school basketball coach. We got 11 a.m. tip-off.
Oh my gosh. Win, coach. You got this.
Thanks a lot, Amy.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.